Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you live statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're getting right to the front lines of history in the making. History in the making. And here is what's going on with Donald Trump and Nikki Haley. This is really unbelievable. Trump just came out. Donald Trump, crooked Donald Trump, lying Donald Trump, came out. He's afraid of Nikki Haley. He knows he won in Iowa. He knows he won in New Hampshire. But she's stubborn, and she's stubbornly hanging on. New Hampshire, she got about 43% of the vote. He got about 11 points more, about 54. Almost half the electorate voted for her or somebody else. Believe it or not, DeSantis got a few votes. Other people got a few votes. In the Republican primary. I'm not talking about overall. He's an incumbent in a sense. He lost last time, even though he lied about it. But in a sense, he's the closest you have to an incumbent on the Republican side. And he, something like 40-some-odd percent of the people in his own party don't want him. In his own party don't want him. Well, he can't leave it alone. He can't shut up. He can't say, okay, we're moving on. No. He has spent a lot of time attacking her. And she, as a result, the day after that primary, raised over $1 million. She raised $1 million. And most of the contributions, the vast majority, were under $200. She had a couple hundred thousand contributions overall. Here's what he has said about her. He has said that anybody that contributes to her from now on is shut out from him and the MAGA movement. Here's the direct quotation. He put this on Truth Social, social media network. Quote, Nikki Birdbrain Haley is very bad for the Republican Party and our country. Her false statements, derogatory comments, and humiliating public loss is demeaning. He used the word is instead of are, is demeaning to true American patriots. Her anger should be aimed at her third-rate political consultants. I knew Nikki well. She was average at best, not the one to take on world leaders, and she never did. Anybody who makes a contribution to Birdbrain from this moment forth will be permanently barred from the MAGA movement, the MAGA camp. She gets $1 million in 24 hours, almost all donations under 200. This is not the big boys. This is not the big donors. And Trump, frankly, is terrified. Why is he terrified? Well, he has something like 32 delegates. She has 17. He needs over 1,200 to get it. And she's hanging around. And unlike him, she's not old. She will be around. And here, I see you on the lines. I'm going to get to you right now. But this is truly unbelievable. This is truly unbelievable. I want to say again what he said about her, what he called her right from the podium after he'd won. Quote, you know, Nikki, some very dishonest people you'll have to fight. You'll have to fight some very dishonest people. Nikki's not going to win, but if she did, she'd be under investigation in 15 minutes. And I would tell you 5 reasons why already. Not big reasons, little stuff she doesn't want to talk about, but she will be under investigation within minutes. And so would Ron have been, but he decided to get out. These people, this guy, this whole movement is disgusting. And then he made fun of her dress. He made fun of her dress. This guy is a former president running for president. He's threatening her donors. He's threatening her with investigation, lying about the reason for it. She is not under investigation. We're going to the lines. Take you in order. Do not hang up. Cindy of Appleton, my friend, you're first. What's on your mind today, Cindy?
Well, I'm a little concerned about Nikki Haley because I'm afraid if she were to win the nomination, we would have the same kind of situation where people who don't want to vote for Biden would vote for Nikki Haley. And we're going to end up with somebody that's just as crazy as Trump as far as I'm concerned. So I'm really concerned about that. I almost think we'd rather have Trump on the ticket because I think people aren't going to vote for him like they did the last time. And if we can get people to vote for Biden, we may be able to pull off another Biden win. Although I'm not a Biden supporter myself. He's too old, but he's better than Trump or Haley.
Thanks, Andy. Yeah, let me put your mind at ease. Let me put it at ease. First of all, I'm a strong Biden guy. I've known him a long time. Very, very smart, very honest, very self-deprecating. Puts the interests of the country above anything and above his own interests. Very, very solid guy. When you say he's old, right now he's 81. Okay. I mean, that's old, but in what respect? Trump will be 78 in July. Trump is 3.5 years younger than him. So I think that Trump is entirely in command and his wisdom and experience are important. People in their 30s or 40s and 50s are great. They don't have the wisdom and experience of Joe Biden. Secondly, and this is important, I don't think Nikki Haley's going to win. The reason I don't think she's going to win is because the Trump forces have seized control of the nominating process in most of the states, most of the states that are going to be voting in March. For instance, California has 160 some odd Republican delegates, and it's a winner take all. If you win by one vote, you get them all, 160 delegates. And right now, Trump's ahead of her in the polls by 66% to whatever the remainder is. So the truth of the matter is these other states don't have the favorable circumstance that New Hampshire does. The reason that I like, in other words, independents and more moderate, the reason I like to see Nikki Haley stay in is because puts a lot of pressure on Trump. He continues to attack and insult her. And that is increasingly turning off moderate Republicans, independents, and any Democrat who would even think of voting on the Republican side. The second thing is this, and this is counter to a lot of what you have read. I don't think Nikki Haley has a prayer in hell of beating Joe Biden if she were the nominee. Donald Trump had incumbency before, so at least he supposedly knows his way around, although he doesn't. He's a slave to Putin. But Nikki Haley, I mean, she was an ambassador to the United Nations. The last time a cabinet member was elected to the presidency was Herbert Hoover. He was Secretary of the Interior when he ran for president in 1928. Yes, she was governor of South Carolina. I get it. South Carolina is a smaller state than Wisconsin. They have 8 congressmen. We have 9. So you're the governor of South Carolina, and then you're Trump's cabinet member, ambassador of the United Nations. You didn't do anything. She has nothing. All she does is she gets up there and she says, well, I think you should take a cognitive test. I think, senior moments. Okay, how about wisdom and experience? Haley, what are you going to do if the Ruskies go into Latvia? What are you going to do if the Chinese duplicate the 1995 Taiwan Strait crisis and start launching missiles into the water around Taiwan? How far are you going to go? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? What are you going to do in the Middle East? Where now we're in discussions with Iraq to potentially withdraw, which will result in ISIS taking over in Iraq and it'll be like Afghanistan. What are you going to do? What are you going to do with the Houthis? You can't just continue to go on and say, the fellas are a little over the hill, vote for me. You won't take on Trump on any issue. You don't care. You say agree with him. We don't want you. So relax, Cindy. She's not going to be the nominee. Biden wants Trump because he'll beat Trump like a drum, like he did before. But even if for some reason she slipped in, Trump's have a heart attack, he gets prison time on one of these charges. The Republicans do not have anybody of any stature. Going back to the lines, John of Boaz, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, John?
Hi, Captain. I'm the second son of a sailor. My dad survived the worst typhoon in Navy history, except for the Indianapolis, beat him in the loss of lives. But wow. I would like to back up into the history of Trump's last... When he was in there the first time, we had an issue with Iran, and his national security advisor said, what would happen if we ever got into a real crisis with Trump as president? In writing, that's in his book, he wrote about working for Trump. Trump, all he wants is ass kissers. If you are an ass kisser, you're not going to work for him.
Right.
So that's not right ethics.
Right. Well, not only that, he's on the take. He's taken money from Russia. They funded him for more than 20 years. That's why he's going to betray Ukraine. That's why they're doing it right now. He's taking money from Saudi Arabia. And that's why he defended them when those Saudi Arabian cadets murdered our sailors with guns in a Navy training class in Florida in December of 2018. And he defended the Crown Prince, Chainsaw Charlie, because he got money from him. And now he's defending China against Taiwan because he got any money from Chinese banks for, quote, services rendered, end quote, without any definition. And these are banks that have avoided our sanctions on North Korea. The guy's on the take. Okay, coming up, and I see you guys on the line. I will take you in order. Do not hang up. Do not hang up. Coming up, some unbelievable developments in the E. Jean Carroll case. But first, I'm going to get to the lines. Coming up.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that...
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'm going to take you in order. Do not hang up. Stephen of Green Bay, my friend, you're first. What's your mind today, Stephen?
This Trump guy, oh my, every day comes out to be a little more nauseating if you read what he's got to say. But here's what I got to say about the issue when it comes to Trump. First of all, I've tuned this guy out a long time ago. He doesn't really bother me much anymore. I know that a lot of what he does is smoke and mirrors, and he just wants to get a reaction out of people. One thing I did want to raise to you, I found pretty funny, is I got a text from Nikki Haley's campaign, and in that text message, it was a picture of the message that Trump put on Truth Social that you read off on air here, and the caption above that was, "So, anyone want to donate?" And I laughed so hard at the comedy of that. It was almost too much to bear. I was almost crying in my car. Nikki is definitely having some fun with it, I think a lot of other people are. I could say a lot about Trump, but again, I'm going to save my oxygen for something more important.
Yeah, excellent comment. That's very funny that you got, because you wouldn't be somebody who'd normally, I suppose, be on a Republican list, but the fact that she just repeats what he said and then say, anybody want to donate? I think that's brilliant. I think that's absolutely the right thing to do. And he's scared. He's terrified, not because he hasn't beaten her in a few primaries and he doesn't have the rest of it locked up with his people, but the more she's in the race, he can't control himself. He keeps attacking her in ways that disgust independents and moderate Republicans, disgust them. And the longer she stays in, and the more often he does that, the worse it is going to be for him. Going back to the lines in order. Don't hang up. We're going to know now to Karina of Milwaukee. What's in your mind, Karina?
Hello, Matt. You know what? You're absolutely right. He is just, this is like classical bully picture, you know, the overgrown, overweight, very slow kid in class, making some other kids bullying, and the rest of them are standing behind him and cackling. But you know what? The more he does this, I think that the more people should be asking themselves, who wants to be MAGA or whatever? The MAGA, it's all made up. It's not real. I mean, you can call yourself whatever you want, but there is no such a thing. There is either one or the other. One. And two, you know what? After she said that anyway she will vote for him, if there is nobody else to vote for, she said she will vote for Trump any day of the week. He dips her in a pile of crap. Maybe now she can see that she's have to stand up for herself and not trying and continuously trying to literally lick his behind.
You know, that's an excellent statement, because this is all of these people. DeSantis came out and endorsed them. Tim Scott, who ran against them, was humiliated. Trump turned around to Tim Scott and goes, "You must really hate Nikki Haley. She appointed you." And he turned around and he came around to face him. He said, "I love you." Well, I mean, that made me squirm. That was disgusting. And now Nikki Haley, you're right. When they all signed the pledge and she said, "I would vote for Trump. He's the only Republican." And now this is how he calls her bird brain. You know, at some point somebody calls you bird brain. I mean, instead of calling names back, you know, that's high school stuff. That's middle school stuff. Give me a break. I mean, this guy first of all, he's not sane. Second of all, he has early onset dementia. Thirdly, he's a crook and he's betrayed the United States. Other than that, he's terrific. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, I went out today to check out to see what Tom Tiffany or Ron Johnson was saying about the bridge ceremony today up in Superior, or the initiation of that, and neither one of them had anything to say about it. And, you know, Tom Tiffany's defense of Donald Trump when it comes to the whole Russia thing is just pretty disgusting. He says, "Oh, there's nothing to it at all, that Russia helped Donald Trump out in 2016. I mean, these guys have no problem lying for Donald Trump. I mean, that it is just... it should be deeply disturbing to every citizen that these guys, you know, are all planning to be, you know, members in Donald Trump's fan club, and that here's a guy who is now been adjudicated a rapist, and that they're still standing by this man. I mean, it is just the
right.
I don't know what kind of mental gymnastics they have to go through to still support this man. And then I'll have to go to a Tom Tiffany meeting, because I actually have property up there, and actually challenge him if he's there, and then say, "How dare you, sir? Just how dare you?" But of course, these guys, you know, that I saw, just started reading Malcolm Nance's latest book on They Want to Kill Americans, and some of these conservatives are out there posting on the site that every conservative should go out and shoot two liberals. I mean, that what is going on with these people? That it's not getting condemned by the Republican Party.
Yeah, it's not being condemned. And if they went out and tried that, remember, there are more combat veterans in union halls than in hedge funds conference rooms. So I wouldn't advise them to try that. But we don't want another civil war. That was absolutely ridiculous. That was the attitude of the South in 1861. It didn't work out so well. Bob of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Bob?
Well, I finally figured out why the Congress has been so unproductive, the lowest number of bills in many decades. It's all because a lack of a MAGA nation.
You should do stand up on the Today Show, or the Daily Show, whatever the show is. E. Jean Carroll, Trump continued to defame her overnight. He sent out about 34, 35 more defamatory statements about her, lying about her. E. Jean Carroll, she's already nailed him for $5 million. The evidence was cut off today, jury argument tomorrow. Trump disobeyed the judge, got on the stand today for a couple of minutes, said that denied the what that it occurred, even though the prior jury had found it. Judge cut him off. He struck the testimony. That was it. They can be, and then he walks out, Trump going, "This isn't America. This isn't America." Look, this, you draft Dodger back in 1968 when better men than you were going in the service, and you did what? Hang around the nightclubs in New York, lying about your bone spurs, attacking John McCain, making fun of a reporter who was handicapped, you know, aping his handicapped motions and all that. The guy is not, it's not that he shouldn't be president. Obviously he shouldn't be president. And he's a sociopath and a traitor and has dementia, but at some point, people have got to get out there and wake up and say, look, I may agree with some things that the Republicans say that Biden doesn't, but I'm going to find a workaround. This is not going to happen. I am not going to put a crazy man in there who's a mean streak, crazy man with a mean streak, demeaning women all the time, quite with a sadistic streak, a mean streak and a sadistic streak. Coming up, the compromise on the border and Ukraine and Israel aid is up in the air. There's some more Trump interference, and I'll give you the Senate reaction coming up. A lot of news, weather, and then that.
AM and 101.1 FM WAUK. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. The deal, Ukraine aid, Israel aid, border, is up in the air. Trump has been calling individual senators, urging them, bullying them not to pass it. And he flat out said to them, he does not want to give up a major campaign issue in 2024. He wants the border as open as possible and then claim that he can blame Biden for it when Biden has agreed to close it. In a very, very definitive fashion, letting in some immigration, but addressing a lot of the concerns right now. Mitch McConnell, Moscow Mitch. You got to remember something about Moscow Mitch. When he was a congressman from Kentucky about 40 years ago, he was a liberal Republican. He was like George H.W. Bush in 1964 when George H.W. Bush voted for the Civil Rights Act. And almost cost him his congressional seat, prevented him from running statewide in Texas. Moscow Mitch is a chameleon. If you ever see a chameleon down in Florida, I've seen them. They're on a branch. Suddenly they're green because they blend in with the branch. They're brown, they're speckled, whatever they are. That's Moscow Mitch. Moscow Mitch has no core ideology except staying in power. Moscow Mitch told a Republican caucus yesterday, according to reports that came out of it, that they're in a quandary and that they have got to have solidarity with Trump. And Trump's the guy that insulted his wife, insulted her ethnicity, Elaine Chao. And he calls her, you know, Chow, C-H-O-W, instead of the correct pronunciation of the name. Insults that, insults Moscow Mitch continuously. Moscow Mitch takes it. Now he says they got to rally around Trump. All he cares about is power. Some more reports today, just before I went on the air, suggest that what he is now saying is he wants to do the deal, but they're in a quandary and there has to be a way to work around Trump. The idea is this: if it passes the Senate, with very, very tough border controls that Biden has agreed to and the Senate on both sides are agreeing to, When it gets to the House, you have the MAGA crowd that'll reject anything. And then you'll have people on the far left in the Democratic Party who won't like some of the border things, and they may not vote for it. But if it gets to the floor, all it has to do is have Mike Johnson send it to the floor. It'll get 300 votes, maybe more. Because right now, we have closed off our store of ammunition to Ukraine because there's no more money because of Congress, because of Trump. Vladimir Putin, genocidal sadist, a rat, deserves to die. He visited Kaliningrad just now. Kaliningrad is on the Baltic. It's not connected to Russia. It used to be part of Germany. And then it's called Königsberg. And the great philosopher Immanuel Kant lived there, wrote there, and spent his whole life there. After World War II, Stalin demanded a port on the Baltic, even though they're not connected to it, simply because he didn't want to have to access the Baltic, come through the Black Sea to the Dardanelles, out into the Atlantic and around. We should have said no. He was insistent. Could have bombed them, for that matter. But people in the United States were very, very tired after 4 years of World War II. And then it looked like we're going to have to go and invade Japan until Truman dropped the bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki and stopped it. We would have lost hundreds of thousands of GIs, and nobody had the appetite to invade Russia. So he got Kaliningrad. Then, when the Ukraine war broke out, Lithuania did not want the train from Moscow coming to Kaliningrad through its territory and stop them. The EU overruled Lithuania in the Baltic states and said, you've got to let the trains through. So Clown Putin just got through, probably on a train, because he can't go over their airspace. He's afraid to fly. And he's strutting around Kaliningrad. And everybody is saying, oh, you know, now he's very energized because of Trump. Trump is helping him by stopping Ukraine aid. This has got to stop. It can easily stop in the Senate in two ways. First of all, you have right now, you have Ron Johnson, our senator, is one of the holdouts who will use unanimous consent to stop aid to Ukraine and a border deal to support Trump. You must understand that and understand why the Democrats in this last Senate race really screwed up. The campaign they ran, getting everybody to drop out of the race, for what? You thought that that was going to be successful? Keep this guy out? Well, it wasn't successful. But no use crying over spilt milk. That's in the past. What can happen is simply if 9 Republicans join with 51 Democrats, 9 Republicans, 60 votes, and bust the filibuster. Because what will happen is if there's a unanimous consent objection by Ron Johnson or Ted Cruz, but any of them, Mike Lee of Utah, that can be tested anyway, and there would then be a filibuster. But 9 votes can overcome that. 9 votes can overcome anything. I'm going to tell you a dirty little secret. You don't even need that. These rules are not in the Constitution. It would be very easy for Schumer to just put it out there anyway, and everybody on the Republican side would say, no, we filibuster, and then Schumer puts out a resolution that the filibuster is waived for this particular bill. And the Senate parliamentarian says, that's not appropriate. The Senate parliamentarian can be overruled by a majority, not a supermajority and not 60 votes, and just put it through that way. The problem with that is then it gets to the House, and if it gets to the House, Mike Johnson is afraid of Trump. He'll say, I'm not going to put it on the floor. Then Hakeem Jeffries says, privilege resolution. You've got to put it on the floor in 2 days, but it'll take 2/3. Privilege resolution takes 2/3. I can deliver 213 Democratic votes. I need 70 Republican votes. Put it to a vote. I'm certain that there would be at least 70 Republican votes who would vote for it. But that isn't going to happen. And I'm going to tell you why it's not going to happen. Because the Democrats would not back that up in the Senate. They won't agree to override the filibuster for anything. Moscow Mitch overrode it for cabinet appointments with Trump. None of them were going to get, they would have all been filibustered. All been filibustered, or at least the bad ones. So he said, we're getting rid of it. And we're getting rid of it for Supreme Court appointments. Now they get rid of it for Court of Appeals appointments. We never get rid of it for anything. We didn't get rid of it for voting rights. That was disgusting. The fact of the matter is, on that one, we don't have 51 votes because Sinema and Manchin wouldn't go along. So I get it. There may be some traitors in the Senate caucus, the Democratic caucus. But you must understand something. Because of a handful of rules that enhances their status, both parties in the House and the Senate would stand by while Ukraine gets raped and genocided. You must understand that. And you must understand that to enhance their status, they will do nothing and let the borders continue to have people pour in, continue to have it on TV every night, and not do anything responsible in immigration. You've got to understand that. If you don't understand that, you don't understand politics. How many statesmen are there left in the Congress? Damn few. Very, very few. Now, here's the deal. I saw an interview with Lankford of Oklahoma. By Republican standards, not by human standards, by Republican standards, he seems somewhat reasonable and moderate. You know, he lambasted Biden and the Democrats in it, but in a kind of a soft tone, and he said, we still want to stand by this bipartisan deal. Moscow Mitch, apparently, and he was not in an interview, said something very similar. So it's on life supports, but what it is you have people, Mike Lee, Ted Cruz, Ron Johnson, who are putting up these objections. And you would think they're U.S. senators, they have a big position. Do they realize that we are beating Russia by spending 4 or 5% of our defense budget and not jeopardizing a single American life? Do you understand that? Do they care? Do they secretly support Russia? Ron Johnson went to Moscow, Russia, 4th of July, 2018, and hung out with Putin's crowd. Why did he do that? Why did he send that signal that he was betraying our Independence Day? What was the purpose of the trip? He's not an ambassador. He has no expertise. What was in it for him? What did he think was in it for Wisconsin? Wisconsin has a lot of veterans. They don't like that. I don't think he's a veteran. Why did he do that? Why is Cruz siding with Putin? Why is Mike Lee siding with Putin? And then in the House, you have Mike Johnson, who was one of Trump's leading advocates for overturning the election last time, including leading the Republicans to vote against certifying Joe Biden. About 140 of them didn't certify Joe Biden in the House. 140 of them at about 220, 210. Two-thirds of them didn't. Why this treason in the Republican Party? That is not the history of the Republican Party. It really is not. That wasn't Dwight Eisenhower. That isn't Liz Cheney. That isn't Adam Kinzinger, and that isn't Mitt Romney, and that isn't, frankly, a majority of the House and the Senate who are Republicans. But why are they chicken to do something about it? That isn't true of virtually all of Republican voters. Why are you standing by to watch Ukraine get raped and murdered and tortured? For what? There's a deal now on the border. This is being held up by Trump and people who are afraid of Trump and his death threats, these kinds of people, simply to give him a campaign statement, a campaign issue. Dick of Madison, my friend, we have a little bit of time before we break away. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, I've never seen anything, Matt, in my life domestically, this border thing that has such huge implications globally. They're going to hold up this Ukrainian money and do it over this, and it's going to cause a global hardship. I mean, and it's a big win, like you said, for Putin, for Xi and China, on and on and on. I've never seen, though, a domestic problem, this global or this border problem, have such huge implications on the rest of the world, actually, with what they're pulling.
Right. Well, it's had implications in the Middle East, too. You know, Iran has drone factories. They're selling drones to Russia, who are using them to murder civilians in Ukraine. That's what's going on right now there. What is it with these senators and the Democrats and the moderate Republicans? What is it that your vanity does you want compliance with rules that are not in the Constitution to make you look fancier than you are? Get out of there. Get out of there. Stepping away very briefly, and you got to have a little fun. I'm going to get to an issue you won't believe about what the Missouri Senate is considering right now, which could involve the murder of a senator right on the floor. Coming up.
We are local music. This is the show.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, the minute you thought that it would be impossible for the Republican Party under Trump to come up with something this crazy, let me tell you what they're doing down in Missouri. Let me tell you what they're doing down in Missouri, and I question the sanity of any Republican in Missouri who's voting for these guys. There is now a proposal that a state senator, Republican from Missouri, is putting to his colleagues to consider that would permit a senator to challenge another senator to a duel right on the Senate floor with choice of weapon if his honor is insulted. And just so we're clear about this, if you think this is funny, we had dueling in this country. And we had dueling throughout the Western world. Remember, Aaron Burr shot Hamilton, our greatest Treasury Secretary, Alexander Hamilton, in a duel. And then Hamilton's son was killed in a duel. Andrew Jackson fought several duels. Finally, and Andrew Jackson, we're talking, you know, somewhat into the 19th century. Finally, dueling was outlawed. The reason it was outlawed is it's absolutely useless and meaningless. You get good people. I mean, Alexander Hamilton could have, he was fairly young. He could have gone on and done a lot more for the United States. Dueling is prohibited by some state constitutions. It would be a felony. It would be murder, homicide in others. You can't have consensual murder. In other words, we're not talking assisted suicide here. We're talking about somehow you go at each other with guns or knives and one of you dies, the other one gets indicted for homicide. But here is what the legislation or the resolution would be, and it's not clear whether they're going to do it as a rule in the Senate, this is how perverted they are, or whether it's legislation. Here's what it says, quote, if a senator's honor his honor, Trump's honor. If a senator's honor is impugned by another senator to the point that it is beyond repair, and in order for the offended senator to get satisfaction, such senator may ratify, or may, they meant correct, may correct the personal insult of the senator's honor by challenging the offending senator to a duel. A trusted representative known as the second of the offended senator shall send a written challenge to the offending senator. The two senators shall agree to the terms of the duel, including choice of weapons, which shall be witnessed and enforced by their respective seconds. The duel shall take place in the well of the Senate at the hour of high noon on a date agreed to by the parties to the duel, end quote. I mean, they're thinking, what was that, Cary Grant or Gary Cooper? Who was in high noon? I mean, come on. They actually are spending time debating this. We're going to the lines. Bill Levakonomwalk, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Bill?
Matt, thanks for bringing this up. Another example of who's the adult in the room. There's a bunch of kids. They've been watching Westerns. They like the shootouts at noon, and they believe they need to participate in that. Who is the adult in the Republican Party? You guys have this felon that's running around claiming he's the number one selection for you guys, and he's already had convictions. He's been convicted of sexual assault. He's been convicted of felonies. These guys, do you really want to go off the deep end with one big splash? I mean, do you really want to do it, guys? You've got to. Somebody, here's my thought, and this would solve it all. Adam Kissinger, if your people are listening, Liz Cheney, if your people are listening, run for office. Good chance you might get in, and then it's done. It's over. It's finished. Thanks for my time, Matt. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I agree. You know, because this really ticks me off, that they would spend time doing this, with every other issue that's pending out there, and they're following Trump, a guy who has 91 felonies in his indictments, in four separate indictments, and some of them are superseding indictments, 91 felonies, boasts on tape that he grabs women between the legs. With E. Jean Carroll, he lies and says he doesn't know her. He gets nailed for $5 million, and then he shows up at this trial and busts the judge, and finally the judge says, get out of here. This guy's running for office. This guy's running for president, and this is the clowner stuff they do. Most of them couldn't shoot straight. They'd shoot their toes if they tried to pull a gun out. They don't know what they're doing. Most of them weren't veterans. You're right. They've watched High Noon. They watched Gunsmoke. Remember Gunsmoke? Matt Dillon walked down Main Street at the end and gunned a guy down. That's what they think. These people are crazy. Stephen of Green Bay, you're calling again, my friend. What's up?
Yeah, I'm calling again. This time I have a little more fervor in my message than I did the first time, because I think it's a little more ridiculous than Trump, who we already know is ridiculous. The fact that people in the Senate and the state of Missouri are taking time out of their day to debate if they should murder each other on the floor of the Senate versus take care of, you know, I don't know, maybe your constituents that voted you in there in the first place, is absolutely appalling. Where do they find these senators that run in the Republican Party? Do they go to, like, the dementia homes around the country and, you look like you could pass as a Republican, and pull them out of there and put them in a race, and then enough people vote them in? Or what happens with that? It's absolutely ridiculous. They can't pass a bill with meaning to save their soul, but they can debate whether or not they should murder each other on the floor of the people in the state of Missouri. This is absolutely appalling. Appalling, Matt.
Right. Well, I'm glad somebody else appalled. I'm damned appalled. And if you take a look at the history of dueling prior to us being outlawed in the United States and everywhere else, you know, they would slap each other with gloves, or they'd send an insulting note, and then they'd show up and they'd stand there and they'd take turns shooting each other. I'm surprised some of them the night before didn't waylay the other guy and gun him down. I mean, these people are crazy. This is the Senate, not even the Assembly, the Senate in Missouri. This is too much. This is way too much. Coming up, a lot of news, a lot of weather, and then an application of DEI in this state that I, as a Democrat, think goes too far, and we have got to address some of these issues coming up.